This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Hidden Killers contributor, retired FBI special agent, and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek, is with us. We're talking about the Lori Vallow Daybell sentencing. One other piece I want to touch on from that hearing the other day is the attorney of Lori speaking up right before she made her speech, going on for about 13 minutes in another, I guess, bizarre rant to a certain extent. I understand that an attorney has to vigorously defend their client, you know, and this was right before the sentencing came down. So there's still fair game to be, you know, arguing for your client. But I don't know what the purpose even was of some of the statements that were made, because they were just so far out there and delusional, making statements of Lori, for those who really, truly know her, know that she's all about love. She's smart. She's witty. She's insightful. And she's very different between who she plays on TV and who she really is. What was that? I don't know how to make sense of that one.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
What he was doing was giving context. He wasn't saying that she's good and she's just. He's just saying who she is. And he was given a context of who she is from her perspective. And whether, you know, whether that's going to weigh on a judge's decision or not, you know, obviously it didn't, thankfully. But what else are you going to do? I mean, because, and yeah, he was accurate. I mean, if you think about it, he was very accurate in the things he was saying from Lori's point of view. And I think that's all he really did. He gave an accurate assessment in an articulate way of what Lori thinks of herself. Now, what good that does and why he did it, who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, he had his own reasons, but that's exactly what he did. He gave context of what she sees of herself.
You know, it's when you look at it that way, I completely agree that it does seem to be what Lori thinks of herself. What I was getting out of it was more like that's what the attorney feels about Lori, having gone through all of this with her, and that we don't seem to fully understand who she is. But looking at it from that prism, that makes a little bit more sense. The first thing that went through my mind, and it's horrible, after I read all of his statement, was, is he like trying to get signed up for conjugal visits with Lori or something? Because this is like the most weirdly flattering thing I've heard anyone say about Lori Vallow ever in public.
You know, it's interesting. Lots of ways to read into it.
Yeah.
It'd be a great conversation to have with the attorney. I think part of it might be, you know, they talk about Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
But it might be, if you think about this, you and I have talked about this. She's tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you can remove, and you can't, obviously, you remove the horrendous things she's done to human beings, she's just this tragic character that is just, she's just a wreck. I think he's trying to articulate that she's a really broken toy.
Okay.
And she should, you know, so if, again, I'm glass half full on this with my own confirmation biases put on it, obviously,
sure,
from my background of behavior and stuff. But,
yeah.
If I'm thinking in terms of, hey, she should be put away for life. She did commit these crimes, but there's a very broken individual beneath everything that sees the world through this context. And I don't think it was meant to sway anyone's opinion. I think it was meant to just give it some context that, hey, this human being's broken. I mean, this is just a really broken toy, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I'm probably stretching on things on that one. But I'm a context guy. And yeah. I just saw him just giving really deep context on how she sees the world through her particular optic, which I give him credit for as well.
If you're, so here, yeah, he's able to do that, which most of us have not done.
No, and it's his job to do that. I mean, it's his job to know his client so well that he can defend that client from that client's point of view, as well as combining that point of view and context to you know, the facts of the case of what she actually did. So it's a, I can't imagine the challenging balance. I can't imagine the challenge it was to try to defend her.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.